Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Buddha says, an insincere and evil friend is more to be feared than a wild beast. A wild beast may wound your body, but an evil friend will wound your mind. An age-old problem that contributes to our daily suffering is the presence of negative or toxic people in one's life. Anyone who has experienced such a presence knows how draining it can be. How it can render you completely unable to enjoy the things you used to. These kinds of people can make you feel pessimistic, insecure, down, or even afraid. But everybody has to deal with them. How? Keep watching to see how the lessons of Buddhism can help you deal with the difficult people in your life. Number 1. Acknowledge there are difficult people around you. Buddha says, life is suffering. According to Buddhism, life has three main aspects, often called marks of existence: anicca, anatta, and dukkha. Anicca, meaning impermanence, highlights that everything in life is temporary. Anatta emphasizes the absence of a permanent self, that we are constantly changing. And dukkha, often translated as suffering or dissatisfaction, is the feeling of discomfort or unease that comes with just being alive. However, Buddhism doesn't say that there's nothing you can do about your suffering. In contrast, Buddhist teachings focus on showing one how to accept that life is suffering and what one can then do about it. You can only escape suffering when you accept its existence and analyze the reality of your situation and the options you have. Similarly, accepting that some people can be negative or toxic is an important part of Buddhist teachings. Buddha recognized various types of negative people, each posing unique challenges to personal well-being. There are those who engage in harmful speech, spreading negativity through gossip, criticism, or deceit. Others may exhibit behaviors driven by jealousy, envy, or resentment, leading to toxic and draining interactions. Additionally, individuals who constantly focus on material pursuits or self-centered desires without regard for others can also contribute to a negative environment. Buddha tells us that life is always changing and relationships aren't permanent. So instead of fighting against or getting angry about toxic people, Buddhism suggests accepting the reality to keep our inner calm. Buddha teaches us that accepting doesn't mean we have to agree or tolerate negativity. It's about realizing tough times with difficult people are temporary and finding strength within ourselves. By not letting toxic people affect our inner peace, we stay balanced. In short, Buddha's teachings help us see toxic people as a temporary part of life, and that understanding can bring us peace. Number 2. Practice restraint. According to Buddha, a disciplined mind brings happiness. One day, when Buddha was walking through the village, one man who'd heard of him and his teachings came up to him and started yelling. "You're a fake!" he shouted at Buddha. "You have no right to impose your teachings on others!" He went on like that for a while, and meanwhile Buddha just let him, listening patiently until the man was done and silent. Do you ever give other people gifts? Buddha asked him. The man was taken aback by the question. Yes, he said. But what if they refused to take it? What would happen to the gift? Well, I'd keep it, said the man. And who would it belong to? Buddha asked. Me, the man said. It would be mine. Buddha smiled and then told the man, The same goes for this situation. You gave me anger and insults, but I don't accept them, so they stay with you. They belong to you, not to me. This beautiful story is a perfect example of how to deal with negativity in your life. In short, don't accept it. Don't let it infiltrate your thoughts and emotions. If you manage to refrain from taking over someone else's anger or negativity, then you won't be affected. If you, however...
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
If you react in anger or frustration, you won't just feel more negative yourself. You'll feed off each other's negativity. It's the unwanted gift that keeps on giving. If both of you keep accepting and reacting to each other's negativity, that negativity will only get worse. So how does one stay so detached and peaceful? It's all about self-control. When confronted with insults or critique, we usually get a strong urge to defend ourselves and prove our attackers wrong. But if you start to do any of this, you're engaging with their negativity. You accept their insults. It will cost energy and affect your mood. But most importantly, you probably won't change their mind anyway. In heated moments, people often can't see through their own anger, and your energy will be wasted. You won't achieve anything worth the trouble. Furthermore, these difficult people with their negative outlook may actually value your patience and attentive listening, and they might even develop a liking for you as their negativity lessens. By staying patient, listening actively, and not letting negativity affect you, you not only shield yourself, but may also help ease the other person's negativity. So practice patience, kindness and understanding. It may seem challenging, but it's more achievable than you think. Think of your words as a limited resource that you need to save up for when it matters, and think of your anger and discomfort as tests of endurance. This will help you in resisting the temptation to defend yourself impulsively as it drains your energy. However, it's important to remember that patience isn't a weakness. It shouldn't emerge from fear. You should be patient because you believe in what it can achieve. In short, when someone gives you negativity, don't accept it and simply leave it with them. Don't engage and don't react. Just listen patiently until they're done. You'll find what wonders your silence can do. Number 3. Practice clearing your mind. In the words of Buddha, it is a man's own mind, not his enemy or foe, that lures him to evil ways. Criticism can be a good thing, and even if others direct anger at you, this might be deserved and could help you in your growth. So where does one find the balance between taking other people's opinions to heart and not doing so? You should listen to them in a way that doesn't affect you. Don't blindly accept the things thrown or yelled at you at first, but do think about them. Clear your head before you evaluate someone's insults and anger. You might find that someone's anger is based on a misunderstanding, and you can calmly try to correct them. Or perhaps their anger's justified, and you realize this by examining the reasoning without letting the negative emotions attached to it in. If this is the case and you're thinking calmly and objectively, you'll see this as an opportunity for growth and think of an apology and how to be better in the future. It won't feel negative. In fact, it may actually feel good. So, how does one clear their head? Buddha had a great tip that might help you to do so in the moment itself. Don't try to get distracted by a person's tone, expressions, or attitude. Instead, try to listen to the words only. If you can't do this at the moment, you can also wait until you're in a peaceful situation to think about it. One famous type of Buddhist meditation is shamatha, also known as mindfulness. It's a style of meditation that focuses on developing clarity and calmness in the mind with the ultimate goal of inner peace. The basis of the practice of shamatha is as follows. Sit comfortably. You can look up recommended positions for Buddhist meditations. Observe the way you breathe without changing it, and practice touch and go on your thoughts, which means that you should acknowledge every single thought that pops into your head without engaging with them. This means that you shouldn't evaluate the thought, shouldn't form an opinion on it, shouldn't try to argue for or against it, or even try and see what caused it. Just acknowledge its existence and let it go. Touch and go. Dealing with your thoughts this way is an incredibly helpful practice for controlling anger, negative thoughts, or emotions other people might arise in you during an argument, for example. Moreover, by doing so, you'll find that at the end of it, when you've acknowledged all your thoughts without engaging, you'll feel nothing but calmness and clarity when you do eventually engage. The meditation has helped you let go of any anger, frustration, annoyance, etc., and as a result, you can now evaluate what made you feel that way without feeling compromised. So, if a difficult person makes you feel negative, make sure to take some time for yourself and meditate. When you clear your mind and only react to challenging situations and people with clarity, you'll find that someone else's negativity will never affect you. Number 4. Practice compassion. Buddha teaches us to forgive others not because they deserve forgiveness, but because you deserve peace. If there's one thing Buddhism always stresses, it's the importance of empathy and compassion. Some people in your life can make you feel bad or have a negative effect on you, but sometimes you can't or don't want to stop being around them. Dealing with these people can be extremely tough. Think of bosses, co-workers, parents, siblings, etc. Often, people are negative even without realizing it. They complain for hours without even realizing that the root cause is their own behavior. This means that some of the people who complain or criticize really don't realize that they're being negative or that there could be another way of looking at things. Think back to the story of Buddha and the angry man. By not accepting the anger, Buddha saved himself from being influenced by the man's negativity. But by not walking away and listening, he was able to calm the man down enough to learn this valuable lesson. Buddha's patience and compassion were as important as his resistance and rejection. Both make up a powerful side of the story. When people in your life, especially those close to you, have negative energy and you respond with negativity back, the two of you will only increase each other's misery more and more. Ignoring them completely, though, will result in them feeling unheard and frustrated, which might also cultivate their negativity more. And moreover, you'll be confronted with worse the next time you interact with them. So instead, try to show them patience, empathy, compassion, and indeed forgiveness if necessary. Empathy and compassion don't mean that you have to agree with others, not at all, but it does mean that you should take the time and energy to try and see things from their perspective. Why do these people in your life see things the way they do? What makes them feel this way? Think of someone who's yelling at you because of an innocent mistake you made. You might feel frustrated, hurt, or angry at them. But if you let those emotions get the better of you, The other person will only feel and therefore grow more negativity themselves. You might want to walk away, but that won't resolve anything. Instead, try to listen. What if they're behaving the way they are because they didn't sleep at all last night and are incredibly stressed? Maybe they're yelling because they grew up with parents who yelled at them, making them think it's normal. Maybe they're yelling because there's something else going on in their life that makes them extra emotional. And let's be real, can you honestly say that you've never yelled at someone and regretted it? The beauty of this technique is that you'll find the logic behind their behaviour, understand it, and thus feel any emotion you had about it ebb away. This act of empathy can then help you to de-escalate the situation. If you know, for example, the person's been going through a rough time lately, you can acknowledge that and offer to talk to them about it. A kind response to a fit of negativity can throw people off guard and temporarily take them out of their destructive mindset. By not engaging with a negative attitude and by showing kindness instead, you can drag people out of their mental rut. And then they might be able to think clearly and more reasonably too. Beyond this, learn to forgive everyone. Buddha says that we should forgive others not because they deserve forgiveness, but because we deserve peace. And that's precisely it. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean that you now think what...
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
What happened to you was okay, but rather that you're ready to move on. If you've forgiven something, you no longer hold on to resentment, and it will gradually leave your mind. Number 5. Practice right speech. In our final quote from Buddha for this video, he says, "Better than 1,000 hollow words is one word that brings peace." Buddhism defines right speech as the speech that will make you and the other person the happiest. This doesn't mean that you have to say the right or morally correct things all the time, or that you have to overthink what you're going to say. The focus lies on the intention behind the words and their potential impact on the well-being of individuals and the wider community. When dealing with difficult people, right speech is the perfect tool to use to keep yourself calm and happy, and possibly help the other person too. Here are the rules to follow in order to use right speech. First, refrain from lying. The motivations for lying are often not very respectable. Many people lie because of greed or laziness, for example. Someone who lies will feel the need to lie more often, either because it was so easy or because they need to lie more to uphold their original lie. By allowing yourself to lie, you allow those bad habits to fester. If you're lying to save face, this will only end up with you avoiding responsibility and not growing as a person. If you're lying to spare someone's feelings, you'll hurt them more if they eventually find out. Honesty is the best way to ensure happiness and growth. Secondly, right speech requires you to abstain from speaking slander. When someone in your life bothers you, you might find temporary relief in slandering them behind their back. However, not only will this not achieve any helpful results in the long term, but this might even have a negative impact on your life. Speaking slander might alienate the person you're slandering from other people in their life, fostering their negative feelings and toxicity. On the opposite end, people might disagree with you and start to dislike you for your tendency to gossip, which could alienate you further. Slander is a negative action that will only bring about negative results. Buddhism instead encourages you to do the opposite whenever you can. Promote friendship and harmony. When speaking about another person, try to understand where they're coming from or discuss with others what you could do to make interactions with them more pleasant for everyone around. Thirdly, speak gently and avoid harsh words. Harsh words are only meant to cause pain or shock to the recipient, causing more negativity all round. When you try to remove the harsh words from a sentence and replace them with gentler synonyms or phrasings, you'll see if your sentence still actually means something, or if its point completely depends on insults or anger. If that happens, then you're probably not saying much. Harsh words are an easy and cheap way to make your listeners feel something. But only if you can make them feel similar using calm and kind words does your speech actually have a profound point. So if you use harsh words towards a toxic person, you'll probably only foster their negativity and fail to bring about any positive change to their or your situation. If, however, you can convince them of something using gentle words, you might have actually changed their ways. And lastly, try to refrain from idle chatter. Buddhism defines idle chatter as pointless talk without any purpose or depth. When engaging in mindless chatter, you might utter things that you don't mean, haven't thought through, or can cause unnecessary harm. Or, to put it another way, think before you speak. An important note about idle chatter is that this doesn't mean that you should never make small talk. Small talk has great purpose in making friends, fostering familiarity, a positive atmosphere, and making others feel at ease. Just make sure that when you speak, it's with a positive outcome in mind. For example, when you haven't seen a friend in a while, small talk is made with the purpose of catching up and rekindling a friendship. Or when a doctor makes small talk with a patient, it's to put them at ease. When you apply this tactic to the difficult people in your life, you'll find that you probably don't need to speak with them as often as you do, and that when you do, it has a helpful purpose. In short, right speech is an incredibly helpful tool in dealing with negative people you have to speak to. Moreover, thinking over your speech and checking whether it would be right forces you to take your time before speaking and clear your mind in order to do so. It fosters patience, restraint, mindfulness, and empathy. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to check out our full Philosophies for Life playlist. And for more videos to help you find success and happiness using beautiful philosophical wisdom, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.